What do you do if you're a recently crowned head of state and you're already facing opposition, including from within your own family? One answer, optics. Make a big public splash by throwing a lavish party with A-list musical entertainment. That's what happened in London 300 years ago today. NPR's Tom Heisinger picks up with the rest of the story.
Family feuds, they're nothing new, even in politics. In July 1717, King George I of England was feeling the heat from an opposing political faction gathering around his son, the Prince of Wales. The king must have thought, how can I turn the spotlight back on me? What about a boating party along the Thames with an orchestra? The King's boating party gave birth to a smash hit, Water Music, composed by George Frederick Handel for His Majesty's Royal Ride Up the Thames.
This was a new thing to have quite such elegant and organized music in a barge towing behind the royal one where the king sat with his two mistresses and watched the world go by.
That's Nicholas McGeegan. To mark the 300th anniversary of Handel's Water Music, he's conducting the piece at a dry dock in England later this week.
So it was a big publicity deal for the king, and another way of making his son look bad.
The king got the publicity he wanted. A London newspaper crowed, a barge was employed for the music, wherein were 50 instruments of all sorts who played the finest symphonies composed express for the occasion by Mr. Handel. McGeegan says some of those instruments were brand new to the Brits, like French horns.
The audience would, I think, say, what's that funny instrument? We've heard hunting horns, but not ones that play tunes. The horn players had to come from Bohemia, which is the central place for all horn players. I guess the beer is really good.
Handel's Water Music comes in three suites of tunes, and McGeegan says they were an ingenious blend of popular styles of the day.
Handel is definitely the non-Brexit composer. He takes stuff from France, Germany, Italy, and mixes it all up. So it's very much pan-European music, if you like.
Living in London, Handel was smart enough to know that he also had to throw something very English into the mix. He came up with a variation on a dance that became Water Music's signature tune.
The hornpipe is an English dance, particularly associated with sailors, and involves a lot of jumping up and down and being a bit of a peacock as a dancer to show off to the moles on the shore.
Londoners lined the banks of the Thames and squeezed boats into the river to hear the music and catch a glimpse of the royals. It was a public relations coup for King George, but would such an obvious diversion work for politicians today?
I think it happens all the time, doesn't it? Of course, they wouldn't ask a fabulous composer like John Adams to write them some wonderful music. They'd probably get in some rather trashy rock band.
No comment. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.